AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden's guest today, the Prime Minister of India.
Prime Minister Modi, welcome back to the White House.
The President and Prime Minister Narendra Modi are launching new partnerships in defense and semiconductor manufacturing. The President also said the two countries must lead by example.
Equity under the law, freedom of expression, religious pluralism, and diversity of our people. These core principles have endured and evolved even as they have faced challenges throughout each of our nation's histories and will fuel our strength, depth, and future.
Modi's tenure over the world's biggest democracy has been marked by a backslide in political, religious, and press freedoms. A deep-sea robot from France that can dive to depths of 19,000 feet has joined the search for the missing Titan submersible and its five passengers in the Atlantic. The AP's Patrick Whittle reports the conditions are not good.
It's just incredibly difficult to do that with precision in an environment that's cold and dark and not studied anywhere near as well as the surface.
The Titan was reported missing Sunday. It was exploring the wreckage of the Titanic. The vessel is a submersible and not a submarine. Forecasters say it's rare to see it all at once. Killer tornadoes, hurricane-force winds, and softball-sized hail. It all happened overnight in Texas. At least four people were killed. China's president is ordering a national safety campaign after a massive cooking gas explosion at a barbecue restaurant in the Northwest killed 31 people. Sales of previously owned homes edged higher last month, and the national median price posted its biggest annual drop in more than a decade. The supply of available properties sank to an all-time low. This is AP News.
I'm Seth Zutel. This is Markets in a Minute. Stocks are drifting on Wall Street as central banks around the world cranked up interest rates in their ongoing fight against inflation. The rate hikes came a day after Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell told Congress he believes inflation still isn't under control. The S&P 500 shook off an early decline and was up 0.1% in morning trading Thursday. The Nasdaq rose 0.4%. The Dow was little changed. Small company stocks fell. European markets were lower after the Bank of England raised its main rate by 0.5 percentage point to a 15-year high of 5%. Central banks in Norway, Switzerland, and Turkey also raised rates. Powell appeared before a House committee on Wednesday. He'll appear before a Senate committee later Thursday. Bond yields rose. The yield on the 10-year Treasury note rose to 3.77%. Seth Zutel, New York.
The number of Americans applying for unemployment benefits remains relatively elevated. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.